tools of protection, fire protection?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. I'll give everyone a few moments to get settled. Saint Germain's power, prayer of protection. I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect, infinite moment of now. I hope and I know you have settled yourself into a comfortable seated or reclined position in your beautiful sacred spaces, filled with love, peace, and harmony. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this eternal instant of moment and now, of now. Visualize beloved Master Saint Germain and his violet flame, and his violet flame angels in your pillar of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you now, and breathe it in. The violet flame consumes and transmutes and transforms all present and past present mistakes known and unknown from the beginning of time till now. It frees you from all negative vibration. Now see the violet fire, the violet flame outside your pillar of light with, for added protection. Now we call upon beloved Archangel Michael and Archei Faith and his sword of blue flame. The sword is offered to you, and you reach out and you accept it and feel how it fits perfectly in your hand. This brilliant, blue, powerful sword of truth. Now bring it to your heart chakra and set your intention. Raise it up and swing it around your head and then around your entire body, your precious body, and under your feet 2 times. Feel how you have cleared yourself from cutting yourself free. This includes all discordant entities which may have attached themselves to you unknowingly. Now lovingly release them into the golden white light of source of prime creator. See the violet flame as it consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom that you have achieved in this eternal instant. And smile. Now take a moment and look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth. It connects with the crystalline energy structure of Mother Earth and her heart. Now look above you. See your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you and connects us with the great central sun magnet. And now we say, thank you, beloved Archangel Michael. And thank you, beloved mighty I Am Christ presence within and above, for this beautiful pillar of light, which keeps me, keeps us invisible, invincible, invulnerable, and untouchable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free, free, now and forevermore, until I am and I will be sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. For I am, and we are the ascension manifesting. I am the ascension manifesting. I am the ascension manifested. I thank thee. It is done. This is complete and is manifested. In God's most holy name, I am. I am that I am. And so it is, so be it, and so mote it be. And there it is. Amen.
Remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing for a few moments as you take several deep breaths in, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go and becoming more and more centered in within yourself. You take a deep breath, breathing in the light. Hold it for a few seconds. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity, any kind of darkness at all. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of all of your chakra centers, all 12 chakras, but the 9 that are reactivated at this point. And starting from the bottom up with your Earth Star chakra, just below your feet, see the various colors as you move up your spinal cord through all of the chakra centers in perfect alignment. So starting with the Earth Star chakra, a deep earth brown color. Moving up, ruby red, the base of the spine. Moving up to the next one, orange. Solar plexus area, seat of the ego, yellow. The fourth center, the heart center, blue-green. A high heart center, just above the heart center, magenta. Throat area chakra, sky blue. The third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. The crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. If you focus on all of the chakra centers and their respective colors and the intensity of those colors, and feel the vibration within each chakra. This is the important thing. It is not so much the visualizing, but it's the visualizing that creates the reality for yourself that also then raises the vibration within those chakra centers, so that your chakra centers are now vibrating brilliantly. And when you bring all of the colors of the chakra centers together, forms a brilliant, pure white, bright white. And all of this now in your soul star chakra. So feel your conscious knowing self right there in your soul star chakra, just above your head. All of the chakras coming together and vibrating as one together. And white light shooting out in all directions. And now see yourself, visualize yourself with this white light all around you, and find yourself on the beach, along the ocean somewhere, wherever possibly you may have gone before, or just a place that you've gone many times in your dreams or your waking state. See yourself there on that beach, with the white light surrounding you, surrounding your etheric and astral body now. And feel the energy of the area. Feel the vibration of the area. Feel the sand below your feet as your feet move into the sand. And yes, you have physical sensation within your astral and etheric body. It is not only just in your physical body. You can feel the warmth of the sand, the grittiness of the sand. You can feel the sun's rays on your back and the heat from the sun. You can hear the various noises that are associated with a beach area, such as the ocean waves, seagulls overhead. You can feel the energy, feel that vibrational energy there. Feel the negative ions that you always feel when you're along a body of water, especially the ocean. The waves coming in and going out, receding out. Coming in, receding out. And feel your connection now with the water, with those ocean waves. Remember back to any times when you have been on a beach, you have been in the water. You feel so good in that water. It just refreshes you, raises your vibration without you even knowing that it was doing that back then. Now, if you find yourself physically on a beach, now you will feel that consciousness of the water, just as you feel the consciousness of the trees and the plants and the flowers. Many of you are doing this more and more now because it is the way for you. Is remembrance for you, memories coming back, and raising your consciousness in the moment to connect with the consciousness around you. And yes, everything has consciousness around you. Everything is God consciousness, just as you are God consciousness. So now, as the waves continue to come in and recede back out, and come in and recede back out, feel the connection to those waves. Feel the connection to the vibration and the consciousness of those waves. And the ocean itself, the ocean with its teeming life everywhere. Feel yourself connecting with the dolphins and the whales. Whatever other marine life, feel it all connecting together as one. We are all one consciousness together. Now let yourself begin to rise up above the water. Leave the water behind, leave the beach behind as you rise up higher and higher. Up into the sky, through the clouds, up past the Earth's atmosphere, and you become aware of all of the ships, and specifically one ship now. See that one ship now that is beckoning to you, to all of you, beckoning to you. Come to it. Come to my ship now. Feel yourself being drawn to my ship. My ship, Kara's ship. Being drawn to it. A rather large ship, if I might say myself. Feel yourself coming to the ship and then entering. All of you. Come together, entering my ship. Specifically, moving toward the healing chambers. Healing chambers that are there, waiting for you now. All of you. Even though you are grouped together, each of the healing chambers are there just for you. Just for you. Find yourself drawn to whatever healing chamber is calling to you now. There are different kinds here, different ones with different purposes. So be drawn now to the one that is calling to you. For whatever might be ailing you in your body, even if it is just simply a lack of energy. A sense of fatigue at times, or whatever aches and pains may be drawing you to a specific chamber, whatever it might be drawn to it now. Come to it. And find yourself looking at it. But more than just looking at it, find yourself feeling the connection to it. For it is consciousness itself as well. And it's consciousness that is going to connect, or is connecting, with your consciousness now. As you step into it, or lie down in it, or sit in it, whatever it might be for you. Feel what it is like. Feel the vibration as the consciousness of this chamber, of this healing chamber, is now connecting with your consciousness and knows exactly what needs to happen here, what needs to occur. For you are one with this healing chamber. Say that now within yourself. I am one with healing. I am one with pure and perfect health. I am pure and perfect health. And feel the chamber now. A device, yes, but a conscious device. Again, connecting with you and creating a vibration within you, a resonance within you. That is connecting with all areas of your body, especially and specifically those areas that you have intended for. And bringing perfect health to you in those areas. Whatever aches and pains may have been there are now simply just washed away. Washed away by vibrational energy. Perhaps there is sound vibration, or color vibration. Whatever it is for you, feel the connection to it, and allow it to wash away any of those aches and pains, any illness you might have, whether it's physical illness, physical aches and pains, or emotional or mental, whatever it is, find it being dissipated now. And dissipated to be no more. Or if it is a karmic attraction that has brought this to you, feel it being completely alleviated forevermore. If there is no more karma, begin to think that way, begin to create that way in your mind. There is no karma, none from the past. Only what is in the present moment now, and what I create now in this moment. Just as you may have created negative karma in the past, now you can create positive karma, positive consequences to your actions. All is consciousness and vibration. All is oneness within that consciousness. You are Source consciousness within you. Always know that. Always be that. Now, as whatever is being done to you, chamber, let it come to completion now, whatever it might have been. And for you, again, personal attraction here, personal attention. It is complete. Find yourself moving back away from the chamber. Back out of the ship, perhaps another time we can revisit, you can see other parts of the ship, how it operates. Let yourself begin to be drawn back now towards your physical body. Coming back, 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 down and into your bodies, your astral and etheric body, coming back in. But notice that that white light that was there when you exited your body, or this time you exited through your soul star chakra, rather than your third eye. Change, yes, but an important change. Now, the white light of your soul star chakra is still shining all around your physical body now. And your physical body being connected to your astral and etheric body, which connected to the healing chambers on my ship. All of it is connected now in one consciousness together. Whatever vibrational frequency that was moving through you in the healing chamber is now moving through your physical body as well. So feel the movement of energy everywhere in your body. See your meridians opening wide. Your bloodstream opening wide, letting energy flow in all directions into all parts of your body, your fingers, your toes, feet, your hands, your arms, your legs, your torso, head, everywhere. A relaxing feeling coming over. You fully come back into your physical body now, coming back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed, and feeling the warmth and the love that you associate with that healing chamber, where it was and is consciousness of love that was brought to you. I am Kara, and I come to be with you at this time, these special times that you are in, as you are moving beyond the old paradigm, the old ways of thinking, the old brainwashing and programming that you have all been accustomed to, not only this lifetime, but for many lifetimes prior to this. But now you have come to the cusp. You have come to the time that you are more and more beginning to realize that it was just simply programming. Programming your mind in a sense of mass hypnosis across the planet, across the collective consciousness. But you, those of you, are more and more fully realizing that you were simply under hypnosis. And you have pulled away from it, each and every one of you now, because you are looking at things from a totally different perspective. As you look at the external world, you do not see it the way many of the population see it. They see the world crumbling. They see their lives falling apart everywhere. But you, those of you, see your lives actually getting better, looking forward to the times ahead. It is all about a perspective, a change in perspective for yourselves, and a remembrance, a deep remembrance within each and every one of you of who you are, what you came here to do. And you are the shining lights that are here to bring these great changes about, to bring this great changeover, to bring forward the great solar flash, because that is all dependent on collective consciousness. And together, those of you that have the consciousness, have the higher consciousness, and the higher light within you, are able to seed the universal mind with this light, with these higher consciousness thoughts. This higher being within each of you. And then those that are still yet asleep can begin to awaken, because they begin to draw upon that universal mind and the collective consciousness. And they take these thoughts of abundance, of power within each, of love, of oneness. They take it into themselves, and they begin to believe as you believe now. And the awakening process continues on and on. And those that would attempt to hold you back from your ascension process, to hold you in fear, and to keep you in the muck and mire of the swamp that they have created, it no longer holds you, just like it will no longer hold those that also awaken. Please trust that there are many, many, many more awakening across the planet. It is not how those of the forces of darkness want you to see. It's not like that at all. They attempt to hold the veil over you, to hold the mass hypnosis over you. But more and more are realizing that it is exactly that it is about programming. They are done with this programming. You are done with this programming. It is time now to program yourselves, to reprogram yourselves, reprogram yourselves into the higher light within each and every one of you. And to move beyond just holding that light within you. Begin to spread it and share it wherever and as much as you can in any given situation. Call upon all of us, your ascended masters, we the Galactics, the Agarthans, all are here to help you. Call upon the God Source to assist you. Call upon the universe to assist you. We are all here to help you now. And more, those of us that have been watching over this entire process and participating wherever we have been allowed to do, we are now being allowed to do it much, much more, to intervene much, much more than we could before, because of the great awakening that is happening here on this planet. Great awakening now that is moving further and further into the next phase. The next phase that is approaching. And it is not far off at all, my brothers and sisters. It is right there in front of you now. Just as that finish line that you have heard about so many times now is right there in front of you. Yes, it is true that if any one of you or all of you suddenly decided, I am going to ascend now. I am going to move beyond this. There is nothing that could stop that if you indeed believed that you could now ascend. There is no waiting. There is no reason to wait. There is only to be in the now. And in this now moment, the light is spreading everywhere and will continue to do so until the light has consumed all of the darkness across the entire planet. And that is in the process of ensuing right now. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you would continue to move on and bring the light forward, bring the light of truth and love forward to everyone that you come in contact with. Even if it is not at your conscious knowing, you are still spreading that light just by being in proximity to others that are searching for that light.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here, Shoshana here. And what a wonderful message that was from our dear sister Tara. It's beautiful, wonderful. And we do not have a message to follow up on with that, so we will simply move on with your questions if you have them. We are ready. You can unmute your phones if you have questions.
Hi, I got a question.
Yes, dear Thomas, yes. Always the one to bring up first question here. And that is good, because when you ask a question, it can bring answers to others that are wondering about the same question, that are somewhat shy, or what you might say, reluctant to come forward and ask that question. So it is answered in this way. Yes.
Great.
Your question.
I love the channeling of Kara and the healing chambers. I know that you don't give dates about when we can take part, but I'm just wondering approximately what can you give us more about when we can take part in those healing chambers? Because I'd love to.
First, we would say here, again, yes, no dates can be given here, but we can say that your med beds, if you wish to call them that, that is what they are being called at this time. It may change here, though. They are the precursors of the healing chambers as you visited here with Tara. And other times when you have visited these healing chambers and other places here. So it is coming. It is coming for each and every one of you. If you just look at what is occurring and the various devices and technology that is brought forward now to those that are ready to look for it, to see it, to hear about it. It is there, and more is beginning to come forward here. More are beginning to bring these devices forward and begin to work on them, because they are not being stopped anymore. Those of the cabal, those of the dark forces, they have too many things on their plate right now, and they cannot go and stop everything that is coming forward, because as we have used before in the metaphor of an avalanche, it is coming, and it cannot be stopped, and it continues to gain more and more and more momentum. Okay, Shoshana, do you have?
We do not.
Very good. Then we take next question if there is one.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Could you kindly give us an update on the advance that was postponed, that we missed, that the information we were going to gain and all that?
What we can tell you is the information that was going to come forward at that time will be given out over a period of time here as we continue to move forward here. Just as what Kara gave here in working with the soul star chakra in the way that she did here, you see, where you exited not through the third eye, but through the soul star chakra at this time. That is something that was going to be introduced at your advance. So we have what you might say sped up the process here a little bit. And we continue to monitor various things that we do with you and how you are affected by them. And at times we will pull back, and at other times we can move forward. You see? Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We will share. May we share, dear brother?
Oh, yes, for sure. Thank you.
Dear brother, the operative word here is postpone. But you see, this advance will take place. It is just postponed temporarily. A new announcement will be made. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Will there be further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
In my half sleep state, I was looking at my wall where there isn't actually a calendar, but I saw a calendar. I didn't really see any dates or anything, but the pages that were turned up, as in the past, were slightly askew, just by a little bit. And I just wondered if there was some significance for us in that image about time or something.
It would depend on what it was for you, because that was for you specifically here, in a sense of timing for yourself. As to what it was depicting or bringing understanding to you, that is up for you to determine here. And we would ask here a question here. When you saw this, what was your first thought that came to you about this?
Well, it was in my dream state, and so I was trying to straighten it out. And I didn't really think too much about it until later. I just thought maybe it had something to do with, you know, time being slightly off. But it's also the past, too.
So then we would say the time being slightly off for you, for perhaps some specific thing that you are working on, perhaps? Is there something that you have been working on, a project or something of this nature?
Basically, I think it's a manifestation of the next step, you know, where I can be living in a place that seems more appropriate for me. And also, you know, to be in that state where, you know, the prosperity can be put into place for some ideas and projects that I have in place or have in mind.
There, you have your answer. Shoshana may have other perspective here.
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Please.
Dear sister, this image is a symbolic image, as in all images that are shown to an individual in a less awakened state, you see, and more of an alpha brain state. So you see, what is interesting to us is that you see a calendar with no dates. How do you know it's a calendar if there are no dates? What could possibly give you the idea that it is a calendar if you cannot see dates? We are asking.
It's the same shape and form that other calendars I have, and I actually have about 5 or 6 around my place right now because I like the new images that come up every month, and they always seem to be fitting. It was just one of those knowings.
So, dear sister, we will tell you that the idea that a calendar has no dates is a hint, you see. It's a clear hint to us that there are no dates, that you make your own dates, you make your own process, you make your own progress, you make your own timing. It is completely up to the individual. A calendar of dates is irrelevant. It is up to you to be in the moment and to take action when you are moved to take action, you see. This is what the symbol is showing you. And the fact that it was askew a bit and you were attempting to straighten it out would tell us that you, as many other individuals, have somewhat of an attachment to time, you see. So we would ask you to let go of the idea of time and think more about the idea of progress and process in your own life, and allow what is called time just to pass and move forward in consciousness, in progress and process as you are moved to do so. Namaste.
Wonderful, wonderful perspective. Yes, are there further questions here?
Thank you.
Yes, namaste.
Any further questions?
Yes, I have a I have a question.
Yes.
I have an opportunity, at least I think it's an opportunity. I've been going into very large crowds lately. I'm seeing a bunch of concerts and shows before I leave the move away from the Southern California area. My question is, what can I do when I'm in these crowds? I'll tell you what I have been doing. Well, I was hoping that me being in physical proximity to so many people, what I've been doing is kind of visualizing what we do in our meditation, which is picture my, you know, when I consciously at least think about it while I'm watching the show, you know, picturing my soul star chakra shooting out bright white light in all directions and connecting with all of the soul star chakras within everyone in that crowd. And I'm also trying to shoot out light from my heart and see if I can kind of connect all our hearts together, right, as a unity, as a oneness. So is there anything else I can do while I have these kind of this unique opportunities to maybe do something within these large crowds that I can help awaken those people or anything I can do to help move us
that
forward?
That was exactly what we were going to say to do, but you are already doing it because you already are the system buster. You already know about this and what to do deep down within you. And to take what you are learning here in these calls and these different meditations and utilizing these processes that we are introducing to you. So bravo, we would applaud you for doing this. But at the same time, we would also say, have fun. Don't just do work here. Have fun, enjoy the moment you are in as well. Enjoy the concert, if that is what you are there to enjoy. You see, don't just work,
yes,
play also. Shoshana.
Well, go ahead.
Wait, would you like to add, dear brother? Please add.
Oh, I was just going to say, I tend to do it when I'm in a really high vibration. I wait till my favorite song comes on and I'm like, ooh, okay, watch this. Boom. And I shoot light out. Or at least that's what I tried to do. So.
We will share here. May we share, dear brother?
Absolutely.
Dear brother, you have done this before. You have done this many times in other systems, on other planets, where you attempt to connect all souls. This is something that you have brought with you in this incarnation to continue to do. We cannot really add much here, but we will say, in addition to this technique that you are using, which is beautiful, which is marvelous, which is enlightening to all that are around you, is to see all things through the eyes of love, to hear all things through the ears of love, and to understand all things through the heart of love. Namaste.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Love it.
Would there be any further question here before we release channel? Nothing further than Shoshana?
We hear one that is waiting.
Yes.
I just wanted to... I don't know if you're referring to me or somebody else. I'll give somebody else a chance. I do have a million questions, but I've decided I'm not going to ask it. But really, if you could send me the answer, you know, because you all know what I'm struggling with anyway. So, but I just wanted to say that I did notice during the meditation that we didn't go out the third eye. And I remember thinking that was such an easy exit. I absolutely loved it. It was like effortless, and I was just like out before I knew it. And anyway, so I just want to thank Kara and all of you for bringing that to us. I highly would love to continue to exit that way. It was like I said, just effortless, and I'm very thankful for it. Thank you.
Yes, we would add here that We have introduced something to you that has not been introduced to many groups, very few as we find it across the planet here at this point in your evolutionary process, in your ascension process. So it has been introduced here and will continue to be utilized. And as you utilize it, it will begin to move into the universal mind, and more will pick this up and learn to exit the body in this way, rather certainly than through the third chakra in terms of in the solar plexus ego area, for that is not a safe way to exit. And the third eye is safe, but is not as easy, or we would say here, as a simple technique, as just simply doing it through your soul star chakra and not even realizing that you are doing it. So takes away the effort, as you have said. It makes it an effortless effort. Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of, it's like, as I would compare it to, like, when you just let your imagination soar, you know, you're, and then that is, you're connecting with your higher self when your imagination's soaring. And it was like, you don't have to think about exiting. You just go. Yes. You just go there. It was effortless. I loved it. Yeah, let's just keep doing it. Thank you.
With Kara, surprise, you are out. You see?
Yeah, yeah. I loved it. It was great.
Very good. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We do not.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. Do you have any parting message here, Shoshana?
We will just say that for all that participate in this group, ask your questions. Do not hesitate. Do not pull back. For your questions are as important as anyone asking a question. Do not hesitate. Do not be shy. Do not think that maybe your question would be, for lack of a better word, stupid, because they are not. They open up a whole realm, a whole level of understanding that may not have been opened up. In our course of action, the only thing that we are allowed to do in this moment, in this setting, is answer questions. So we invite you, ask your questions, dear ones. Namaste.
Very good. And we would say here to pay more and more and more attention to your thoughts and your words, as they become more and more crystallized as you have them. So if you have the same thought over and over, if it is about lack and limitation, then it will bring lack and limitation to you. If you have thoughts of abundance more and more, and the corresponding wording to go with those thoughts, then you shall have abundance more and more. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Oh. Wake up so fast.
I think because I'm very connected to the one who serves. So it's not like a jolt or anything like that.
Okay, everyone. We're back, sort of. Does anybody want to?
Really, really great, James and Joanna. Awesome. That's wonderful. And seeing the ship in my third eye, and Kara's ship, huge. Oh my God, it was amazing. This is awesome. Thank you.
I wonder if people noticed it was a mothership, not just a small ship. It was a mothership.
I could see that, and it was a huge, the whole, the med bed there, whatever, the crystal beds or whatever, they're huge, a lot of the room was huge. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a mothership.
Well, the other thing, and I, you know, one of the things that Shoshana does not want to do is be critical or sound critical. I know she does not want to do that. And but the question that was asked is, when can we participate? The first thing that I was told is tell him he didn't participate. But I didn't want to say that. But I mean, it's sometimes I'm prompted to say things and I don't want to say them because I just don't, you know. But seriously, for all those that really participated in the meditation, that was a real experience. You were participating. It just, sometimes humans really want it to be a physical participation, but it's not always going to be that way. So you have all participated.
Well, I'm curious now to ask, does anybody have any physical sensations from going on that healing, in that healing chamber?
I did. For the most part, I stood in next to it and I put my hands on it. And while I was communicating with it, what changes I wanted or what I wanted to be healed from or whatever. And so I was putting my intentions and establishing the communication with it, and I could feel the vibration. And so yes, I would say that I did have an experience. I wasn't sitting in a movie seat watching this happen. I was actually there and very aware of the environment. And to me, I was holding several of my sister's hands when we were walking towards the chambers, and we all went into a big room and there were many chambers like lined up, and we chose the one that was calling to us. And then I stood there and I did connect with its consciousness and I did feel a vibration, and I can't say a warmth or whatever. I was feeling a vibration, and I could even feel it in my hands that were touching it. And then I did end up going, I went inside as well. And then it was just an all over feeling. But when I was standing outside of it, it was intensely on my hands that were touching it.
Wow.
Great.
Wow.
Anybody else have any experience like that, or any kind of experience like that?
I did, James. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Carol.
Okay.
Go ahead, Carol.
I loved the one. I went into it and immediately laid into it, and it was just like floating kind of water, but it was very euphoric and very blissful. And I, this is awesome. And anyway, I'm laying there, and I didn't realize it, but I had there's a left hitch in my back this morning, and then a kind of a right pain in the lower left leg, and they're gone. And it feels really good, and I was still in happiness, and it's cool. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, I just wanted to bring up that we did a more in-depth version of this at the last advance. And so I just wanted to bring up that maybe people who didn't attend the advance or weren't there, is it is real. It's as much as you believe in the etheric and the etheric experiences, what they said at the advance was it does have a lot to do with your belief, right? If you believed you were in the healing chamber, it does take some time for you to see that manifestation from the etheric to the physical, but it has a lot to do with their belief. And so I've had both experiences. I definitely felt it again today where I connected with the consciousness. I could actually feel it scanning my body once you've connected the consciousness, because it becomes one with you, right? And so it knows where you're ailing, even if you don't know where that particular area is. You could have a walk meridian or whatever it might be. But I did want to bring up that the belief part is really key to actually having healing.
Right.
Well, and you know,
oh, go ahead.
There is also, it's a little known fact that there is an etheric component to our DNA. So we have in our energy body, we have a replica, probably the original, of our DNA template. And so the so that's how like spiritual healing would be attained, is they're actually reaching the consciousness in our spiritual body, our like our aura, our energy field, and our etheric body, and they are connecting with the consciousness of the etheric DNA. So, and that DNA at ethers is unlimited, and it's all connected consciousness. So that's how we can go into the ethers, which is basically what we're doing when we're leaving our body. We're going into like the etheric realm, and we are affecting the change in our DNA on a higher consciousness level. So, I mean, here on the earth plane, we're trying to deal with these idiot doctors who, you know, don't even know that cancer can't thrive in an alkaline environment, or in an alkaline environment. It needs an acidic environment, right? So we're having to deal with dumbness physically here. So the smart thing is to go to the etheric plane like we do when we're when our consciousness is going to out through our soul star chakra to the higher dimensions, and we participate in these exercises like this healing chamber, we're affecting our DNA at the highest level. That is what comes down from the causal planes down through the mental plane and all the different planes to the physical plane. And that is what it comes in through our aura and into our physical body, and that affects the change within our physical DNA. So
So the point is that all healing takes place above the physical, and I honestly have thought of this for a very long time, that the med bed doesn't have to be a physical thing, because affecting a healing is a belief, like Kent says, and then like Melinda says, that it's at all these levels, starting at the etheric level, and it trickles down. The physical is just the last stage of it.
Yeah. And they're telling me the med beds are not going to be at the third dimensional level. In other words, if we're still in third dimension, the med beds aren't going to be introduced. So we have to be beyond that as a collective in order for the actual med beds to be released to the general public. So like fourth dimension at least. So.
Well, anyway, I think it's all a etheric process anyway.
Well,
you know,
going
into
that's why it can't happen.
That
Right.
Everybody's been talking about med beds and showing pictures and all that kind of stuff,
right.
But I really think that it's an exercise in higher consciousness to begin with. So.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody
yeah,
else have anything? Anybody else have anything before we close out the call?
Yes, may I? This is Catherine. So I generally step outside at night, and it can be anywhere from like 10 p.m. to 2 p.m. And so recently, for weeks, the sky at night has just been so lit up with heavenly bodies. So, and there's There's two in particular that I feel attracted to, but as far as Kara's ship, so would anyone have any clue as to which sector, which cardinal direction that I could look to see that?
Okay, it just came to me, the immediate thought was northwest.
Northwest, so, okay.
Go from there.
Okay. That's northwest, interesting because
northwest from where we are, you are, yeah.
Also, just believe what you see.
Yeah.
Just believe what you're seeing and listen for messages that come to you. Because, you know, she's not docking her ship necessarily. She might be moving through the entire universe. So if you want to see it, you know, you could ask her too. You can ask for
her. Her ship actually is, I believe, docked.
It's docked.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
It's a mothership. It's not going to, you know, go everywhere.
Okay, I gotcha.
It's just sitting there waiting.
Okay.
Ready. Waiting and ready.
So she doesn't travel?
She travels, but not in the mothership.
Okay.
I guess. I'm, that's what I'm getting. So. Okay, anybody else before we close out the call?
She wanted to ask.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. So, I did sense that it was a mothership, and I sensed that the crystal chamber was crystals. And crystals emanate light, vibration, frequency, and information. And so I sensed that. And as far as physical sensations, I just I opened and allowed. Okay, so, and thank you. And so in my bed, I faced it south. So at night, south at the window in my bedroom. And so I can lay here and look at what's going on in the sky before I go to sleep. It's really cool. Thank you.
Okay.
And I want to remind everyone crystals have an etheric counterpart.
Right.
I mean, a crystal is physical because we're physical and we're looking at the crystal. But if we're in the etheric, the crystal becomes etheric matter.
Okay. Anybody else before we close out the call?
Just one comment. This is Gina. With Kara, I see her ship daily. She comes over all the time, over me. All the time. And I just, how ironically that just recently, I don't know if it was the last day or 2 days ago, I commented to her, your ship is huge. It's bigger than I've ever seen. I just commented that. But it was beautiful. And I double checked that it was her because it was so big. And she's got a red tail, you guys. So her tail that comes up in the back, the very top of it, red. Red, red. You can even see it at night. She lights it up at night because she wants you to see it. So, it's not the mothership. It's her traveling ship. So she does travel, yes. I just wanted to add that in. Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Going once.
So what I'm thinking about right now, you guys, is, you know, I know we canceled the advance for the end of October, but I'm thinking of another date. But here's the challenge for everyone. We need a minimum of 15 people, or it's just too difficult to do for a few. So it's better for us if the group energy is much more powerful, much more unified, much greater with that number of people. So if we can get, you know, 15 people to commit to this, and then we can have the event. So the challenge for the end of October was so few people signed up that there wasn't a large commitment. And I knew that, you know, it had to do with a whole bunch of stuff. But so, you know, from time to time, I'm going to send out messages to see who's committed and who really wants to participate, because an advance is a very high level push forward in consciousness, and we need that group energy to do it.
Right now, I'm thinking sometime in spring.
I was thinking that.
Sometime in spring.
Yeah, because winter's going to be upon us.
Right.
And it's going to be too difficult. Right. So, yeah, but anyway, so just keep in mind, everyone, that we need that it would be the highest benefit for all to have at least 15 humans here.
Yeah,
to carry the energy out.
I agree. And even more is better. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not putting that at a minimum.
To me, the best advances were when we had 25 to 30, you know.
Yeah.
Because we had the group energy going.
And it was fabulous.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I think
go ahead, Kent.
Well, I was going to say, I think our minimal number last time, there was 13 people in the room. Plus, we also had like 20 on the phone. So I think that's the bare minimum. Like you guys are saying, 15 is a better goal to have. But while I'm talking, you have my commitment for any advances going forward.
That's awesome. Thank you, Kim.
So chalk me up. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay. I guess we're going to close out the call. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And Catherine, are you ready to close us out?
I need a minute or two, Bobby. I'm ready, but I need a minute. Thank you.
Okay, I guess we're going to wait.
James, Joanna, we need to manifest, all of us in our minds, manifesting that it's happening now, that all the borders are open, all the nonsense is stopped, and all that. All of us need to think that every single minute we can, so that by the time the next advance, we'll all be ready to go.
Totally, Carol. And it's really interesting because some of our friends from Canada were gonna come down, and then, you know, they were worried about this huge fine that would occur if they tried to get back into the country without being vaccinated. Now that's suspended, so we have to carry that forward, like you said, but not think of anything else. Not think that it could turn over, that it could change, not anything else. Just focus on the change.
Back and forth, no discernment, no poking at it. Just it is exactly.
Yeah. No analytics. The analytics don't work.
No. Okay. Catherine, are you ready? Okay.
Here we go. Okay. This is from Change Your Life with Dr. Wayne Dyer. And so I'll read a brief introduction, and this is 73rd verse, living in heaven's net. What is the net of heaven? It is the invisible world within all of the 10,000 things originate. And while it appears to have many openings, ways to escape, and ways to escape the invisibility of the intentions of the Tao, no one and no thing can exist beyond what the Tao orchestrates. Here is the 73rd verse. You are encouraged to be a respectful, cautious being under the net of heaven. All translations are studied are the same as in many different words. Here, for instance, there's brief and to the point. Reckless bravery, death. Cautious bravery, life. Therefore, the sage behaves in a cautious manner. So rather than seeing these qualities as admirable, be less of a dauntless hero and more vigilant, alert, in order to live in the way. 73rd verse. Bold action against others leads to death. Bold action in harmony with the Tao leads to life. both of these things somewhat benefit and sometimes injure. It is heaven's way to conquer without striving. It does not seek, yet it is answered. It does not ask, yet it is supplied with all that it needs. It does not hurry, yet it completes everything on time. The net of heaven catches all. Its mesh is coarse, but nothing slips through. And so it is.
All right, so Tao Te Ching, everybody, remember the Tao Te Ching is a memorable book and full of wisdom. So it's great to hear from that.
Okay. Hey, and thank you everybody for joining us for our Sunday call, and everybody have a great week, and remember to remember you're creating your own reality every minute, every moment, every thought of your life. So have some positive, pleasant thoughts and words to go along with it. Take care.
Like
love
I
you
won.
All. Yeah, like I won. Nice. Take care. Love you all.
Love
and,
you guys.
See you next
love
Sunday.
You.
Cheers.
Love
cheers.
You.
Thank
you.
Thanks, everybody. Love you.
Love you all.
Hasta luego. Bye-bye.